Hunger, thirst, agony, and heartbreak have formed a toxic emotional backdrop to Haiti's humanitarian disaster. Nations around the world are sending aid and personnel to Haiti, but nearly 1 week after the devastating quake struck, only limited quantities of life-saving food and water are reaching a destitute populace. The United States has launched a massive military and civilian relief operation for Haiti that is working to overcome a host of logistical challenges and obstacles. The head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Rajiv Shah, spoke on ABC's This Week program.
We're talking about 3.5 million people in need. We're talking about a significant degradation of what was already relatively weak infrastructure. No port access, roads are difficult to get around. So what we're now doing is putting in place military assets. The carrier, aircraft carrier, arrived this week. It has 19 helicopters. A lot of the transport of commodities and supplies is through the helicopters. We are getting more and more out each day.
More than a dozen locales in and around Port-au-Prince have been tapped as aid centers. Massive crowds materialize whenever shipments arrive. In some cases, supplies have been parceled out with relative calm and order. But confrontations between aid seekers and security personnel have also occurred, and in some instances, delivery helicopters have been forced to leave prematurely or drop supplies from the air.
La majorité moun pa ka jwenn. On pa son jwenn, y'a goumé, t'ap kassé, puis y'a kassé, son désordre.
Meanwhile, coordinating the arrival of massive quantities of aid and personnel from around the world to Port-au-Prince's small and damaged international airport has also proved challenging. U.S. President Barack Obama has tapped two of his predecessors, former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton, to lead a private fundraising effort to assist and rebuild Haiti. Both appeared on ABC's This Week.
And I think we ought to care from a humanitarian perspective, and I also think from a strategic perspective, because it makes sense to have a stable democracy in our neighborhood.
Bill Clinton said beyond food, water, medicine, and shelter, Haitians must be provided with accurate information to weather the catastrophe.
I find people are angrier and more destructive, not because they're in trouble, but because they don't know what's going on. They don't understand. The more people understand about what's happening to them, the more they can endure the long-term process of rebuilding.
In the midst of the disaster, many Haitians paused Sunday for worship in the overwhelmingly Catholic nation.
Bon, moi prier non seulement pour tête femme et moi prier pour pays.
I pray for myself and for my country, and especially for those who are suffering and under the rubble.
Haitian authorities say tens of thousands of corpses have been buried in mass graves, and that the final death toll could reach 200,000. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.